It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 29th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is diffident, spelled D-I-F-F-I-D-E-N-T. Diffident is an adjective that means hesitant in acting or speaking through lack of self-confidence. It can also mean reserved or unassertive, or in archaic English, it can mean distrustful. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Minneapolis Star Tribune by Chris Hewitt. His small but indelible role in this melancholy farce didn't even make the trailer, but he's hilarious as the kind but diffident manager of a discount outlet store, especially in a scene where he has to announce the death of a beloved colleague whose name he can't remember. The words diffident and confident are etymologically related antonyms, perched at opposite ends of a scale of self-assurance. Both words trace back to the Latin verb fidere, which means to trust. Diffident arose from a combination of fidere and the prefix dis, D-I-S, meaning the absence of. It has also been used to refer to individuals lacking in self-trust since the 15th century. Confident arose from confidere, a term created by combining fidere with the intensifying prefix con. That term has been used for self-trusting folks since at least the late 16th century. Fidere puts the trust in several other English words too, including fidelity and fiduciary. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.